We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's Wednesday, October 13th, day 45 of the Ida recovery. Hot and humid through Friday. But then Saturday morning, you're going to wake up and you're going to just want to get outside. Breezy, cooler, highs of 76. And then Saturday night, on the North Shore, lows of 50, South Shore, 60. And then it's only going up to 74 on Sunday, so make plans to get out and enjoy it. No Saints game this weekend. They're off, so get out and do some stuff, presuming you can find what you need to do it. Glenn Ritchie joins us now, Harvard Eminent Scholar in Supply Chain Management at Auburn University, Research Director of the Center for Supply Chain Innovation, and expert in logistics, global supply chain strategy, and international business. How you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing fine, a lot better than the supply chain is right now, it appears.
Yeah, what the hell is going on off the coast of Los Angeles and in other areas?
Yeah, I mean, we've got interesting news today, too. But obviously, we've had a big issue for months now with getting those ships into port, docking them, unloading them, and moving them across the country. And we have that on the other side, too, with a number of the Chinese ports that are backlogged as well. And it hasn't helped to have typhoons and weather issues with flooding and those types of things causing problems at the same time. But the good news this morning is that the Biden administration has woken up to the problem we've all been looking at over on the West Coast, and they are encouraging the Port of Los Angeles to start running 24/7. I'm not sure why it's taken so long to get to this point, but
they have not
that's
been
good news. They have not been. No, they have not been running. The Port of Long Beach moved to 24/7 not too long ago. But the Port of Los Angeles has not been doing that.
Do they have to staff up to do that? I know there are a lot of different things involved. Or do they have the staff for that? Was that part of the
issue? I think they need more hands on deck. And certainly when it comes to the trucking and those connections at the port, they're pretty thin there. But, it's a combination of things. There are political issues in California. Their labor relations issues that have to be handled. And I do see that the president has, finally realized that this is a true crisis. And so they're getting involved to intervene. So I think that's good news in the long term, but it's still a problem right now.
So who is most affected by what's going on?
Well, it's across the board. Kind of looking at all of the different stages in the supply chain and customers. Lots of stuff out there right now talking about, toys and these types of things for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But even things like components and raw materials that go into making things like packaging. If you run down to the grocery store right now, you may see, the size of the item that you normally buy may not be there, or the item may not be there at all. Plastic bottles, aluminum cans, those kind of things are in short supply. And it's to the point where companies are even dropping brands or dropping sizes. For instance, Coca-Cola recently dropped one of our old-time brands, Tab. They're no longer going to make that product. That may be a good thing, but they've trimmed off Coke Life, some of the diet cherry items and that kind of thing. So the restriction at the port and the inability to get packaging is really limiting the options for the consumer at the store.
All right, let me take a break. We come back. If this is a perfect storm that caused this, I'd like to find out what some of the components are and how do you prevent it from happening again. Glenn Ritchie is our guest talking about supply chain issues. We're all going to, I guess we'll ask him then when we come back. I guess at one point we'll all feel it. I know when it comes to Christmas gifts, the people I do give presents to want cash, and it's always the right color. Sometimes they want a larger size, but there's nothing you can do about that. 850, 10 till 9 traffic on WWL. 854 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, October 13th, day 45 of the Ida recovery. Thank you for spending it with us. And we're talking to Glenn Ritchie, an expert in logistics, global supply chain strategy, and international business about the supply chain issues that are going on off the coast of California, and the news this morning that the L.A. port, the Port of Los Angeles, is going to expand to 24-hour operations. So when it comes to, first of all, do we have any idea how many ships are not parked, but anchored, I guess, off the coast of California?
Yeah, it's in the 60s right now, I believe, this morning. It's been as high as 80. Hopefully we'll be able to clean some of those out because, you know, recently we saw the port congestion drop in China, which means those boats are on the way. So it's going to continue to be a problem. But, you know, I think at some point the two of the bigger ports, Shanghai and I can't remember the other one, had about 150 ships that were docked outside of those ports. And the real challenge there is we have all kinds of items and warehouses that we want to export out of the Port of Los Angeles, Port of Long Beach. And those containers are stuck on those ships and can't be loaded until they're unloaded. So we really have to push through that situation.
So was it a perfect storm that caused this, or is it a new normal, if you will, where this is going to happen from time to time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we really are seeing is, you know, the effects of being a very efficient system, very focused on cost. And through the pandemic, we messed with the demand a good bit, right? It went away for a while. We underproduced, and it's ramping back up rapidly. And so we're probably going to see these kind of bumps in the chain, especially at our ports and in trucking, I think, for quite some time. But it should be specific items and those types of things, not this all-out blockage that we see going on right now. We've got to push that bowling ball through the garden hose, I guess.
In terms of areas hit harder than others, products, I know people are interested in Christmas shopping. You heard me say before the break I give cash. But are there any like industries that are going to be more subject to the problems with this supply chain? I know you said they'd be split pretty much across the area, but or across the whole spectrum. But like Christmas toys, people are worried with whatever else they buy for Christmas.
Yeah, there's a really good article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about a toy company out in California that's literally trying to figure out where the toys are in the chain. Are they on the boat? Are they still in China? Are they somewhere in the port? And so hunting for those things. So yeah, the toy industry is definitely going to be choppy. Any kind of product that really heats up during the holiday season that we see kind of peak flow will also be an issue. So toys are a great example. Decorations are an issue. Some of those food products that are more popular during the holiday seasons, those will be tough to get through the supply chain. But again, don't panic. You know, hopefully we're going to see things start to move a little more out of Southern California. And if we can get those things on trucks, they'll make it to the store.
But not fruitcakes, Glenn. Please don't tell me. Please.
Those things are dangerous. I try to stay away from those. I will tell you that I took a trip down to the local Walmart here in town to kind of see, because they have a lot of power. They can get to a lot of their inventory, and they're doing some things, renting out their own ships and that kind of stuff. I went back to the toy section, and there were so many bicycles you couldn't move. And so I kind of talked to some of the employees there, and they laughed and said, we've got two more containers of bicycles behind the store. So some of those products are in huge supply and will be overloaded in terms of supply. Some of them will be delayed and then discounted for sale after the holiday. So maybe giving cash isn't a bad idea, Tommy. Maybe give the cash and invite them to go buy their bicycles after the holiday is over.
Because, again, Glenn, it's always the right color, but it's the size. That's where the issues come in sometimes. They wanted something larger. Do you have any final thoughts for us?
No, I mean, I just think it's good news. And you know, there are lots of negatives we can say about the supply chain and things we're working with. But I do think that news about the administration moving on the ports and finally recognizing the problem is really good news for the holidays and should start to help. Hopefully we'll have more positive things to say next time we talk.
Yeah, well, looking at that Richie crystal ball for me and tell me, at what point do we get back to normal on this?
Oh, my boy. That's a tough question. We'll have to watch the next week or so and see how that port capacity moves, and then we'll have to see what the impact is when those ships from China really start hitting those ports over there. So let's give it a couple of weeks, and then I'll look into the crystal ball. I'm a little nervous about making an estimate right now.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your time as always. Glenn Ritchie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.